This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. My brothers and sisters, welcome again to our Learn Deen daily program titled 100 Key Advices from the Quran. Walhamdulillah, we praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving this opportunity yet again in order to explore the key advices from the Quran. Let us begin our journey, inshallah. The advice comes from Suratul Bani Israel or Suratul Isra, Surah number 17, ayah number 23, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And your Lord has decreed that you worship none except Him, and to parents good treatment. Again, my brothers and sisters, let us put this perspective of three A's as an action plan. Acquire this knowledge, my brothers and sisters. The greatest thing for a believer, the greatest act for the believer is to worship Allah Rabbul Izzah without any associate or partner. And then Allah Rabbul Izzah, he says, وَبِالْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And to parents, do good, the best treatment. So importance, we need to understand and acquire this understanding, my brothers and sisters, that after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger comes our parents for due respect and honor. Apply this in our lives. When was the last time that you made yourself best in terms of treatment to your parents, my brothers and sisters? Be it even, massaging their feet, kissing their, forehead, and ensuring that their comfort, their, treatment is done in the best possible way. So when you speak with them in the best way. When you deal with them in anything, deal with them in the best way. When you reply them in the best way. When you give them the best of the gifts. When you, treat with them in all ways, in all stages, in all, aspects, give them the best, inshallah. And that is what Allah Rabbul Izzah, He uses the word, وَبِالْ وَالِدَيْنِ what? إِحْسَانًا. The best treatment, who deserves the most on the face of the earth, my brothers and sisters, is your parents. Subhanallah. We need to act upon it and apply it. Even if you go, with them in the car, open the door for them. When was the last time that you, just went inside the car and they had to open the door? Even if that is the case, open the door, as a form of respect and honor, and give them that best repute, inshallah. Advocate it to others as well. When you see, when you witness, children do not respect their parents, advise them that it is the command of Allah Rabbul Izzah, who said, وَبِالْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِالْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِالْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Advocate and preach to them, teach it to them, that the best one to deserve our good treatment and the best way is our parents, inshallah. Next advice comes from Surah Bani Israel, Surah number 17, ayah number 26, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا. And give the right relatives his right, and also the poor, and the traveler, and do not spend wastefully. So there are a bunch of advices comes in one single ayah, where we have to acquire the understanding that Allah Rabbul Izzah is commanding and instructing us to give the relative his right, to the poor his right, and to the traveler his right. And He said, do not spend wastefully. We need to apply this in our lives, my brothers and sisters, that we need to fulfill the rights towards the creation, towards the people, in order for ourselves to be able to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Understand that huququl ibad, the rights of the creation, is of high importance in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, apply this in your life and advocate teach it and preach it to people that, you know what, the right that the relative has, it has to be given. The poor also needs to be fulfilled, whatever our capacities allow. And the traveler, don't undermine the help that you could do to a traveler who is sincere and genuine. Help them so that they may ease their travel, inshallah. And we need to ensure that we should advocate also that we should not spend wastefully. We need to be conscious in spending, my brothers and sisters, because on the Day of Judgment, we will be questioned about that which we spend. Another advice comes from Surah Bani Israel, Surah number 17, Ayah number 31, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقُ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ. And do not kill your children for fear of poverty. We provide for them and for you. We need to acquire this understanding, my brothers and sisters, because a lot of us, we do not, go for children, and we do kind of family planning. It is actually family restricting, subhanallah. We need to ensure that we gain this understanding that it is Allah who provides. It is Allah who provides us and our children. So we should abhor and prevent from this practice. Apply it in our lives in a practical sense, having that trust and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it is He who is Ar-Razaq, it is He who is Ar-Rab, it is He who is Al-Wahhab, it is He who is my Lord, my Cherisher, my Sustainer, my Provider, and it is He who will provide for my children as well. Advocate it to the people out there who wants to limit their families for no reason. For no reason. It is not allowed for us to restrict our families and, our generations without any genuine reason. If there is any medical, if there is any genuine reason, yes, you may prolong it. But then to stop it, it is not allowed except with few exceptions, my brothers and sisters. So we need to advocate it so that we can, build up the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raise the righteous generations, inshaAllah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Another advice comes from Surah Bani Israel, Surah number 17, Ayah number 32, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. And do not approach unlawful sexual intercourse. Indeed, it is ever an immorality and is evil as a way. We need to acquire this understanding, my brothers and sisters, that the moment we adopt ways that could lead us to haram, those ways are also haram. And we need to apply it in our lives that we should not take those ways and paths and steps towards that which is evil, which is immoral, which is indecent and not permissible. We need to ensure that we practice patience in this regard and ensure that we make our protection and seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also need to ensure, my brothers and sisters, that we need to advocate this powerful advice from the Quran, where Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, and do not approach unlawful sexual intercourse. Indeed, it is ever an immorality and is evil as a way. We need to tell people out there where there is so much of immorality, indecency and wrong that's going on. We need to ensure that we advocate it. We, in a very moderate, in a very nice and kind way, we need to advise, counsel and help people understand that this indeed is a great sin and every one of us must protect ourselves from getting into it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who protect our souls, who protect our chastity and modesty, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Another advice comes from Surah Bani Israel, Surah number 17, Ayah number 35, where Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, وَأَوْفُوا الْكَيْلَ إِذَا كِلْتُمْ وَزِنُوا بِالْقِسْطَاسِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ ta'wila and give full measure. When you measure and weigh with an even balance, that is best way and the best in result. My brothers and sisters, we need to acquire this understanding that we, when we deal with anything, whether it is business or, you know, transactions or anything, we need to ensure that we give full measure and weigh it with an even balance. That is the best standard practice of the believers. Subhanallah. This we need to apply practically in our lives. And this shows how our behavior, our character in terms of justice is. We should always ensure that everyone's rights are protected, be it a measure. When you actually give to anyone, we need to ensure that it should be an even balanced way, you know. And this is something which is not trivial, it's not small. Subhanallah, if there is a injustice or unfairness that is done or anyone is dealt with, we will be answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will be questioned deeply on this regard as well. So we need to ensure that we apply it. We need to advocate it, my brothers and sisters. You know, even if it's a shopkeeper or anyone who is a relative in terms of a business or transactions or, you know, due property, distribution of anything, we need to ensure that we give full measure when you measure, inshallah. And we need to ensure we invite people's attention to the importance that Allah Rabbul Izzah has raised in the Quran as a command, where he says, and give full measure when you measure and weigh with an even balance. That is the best and the best in result. When we do and deal people with justice and fairness, Allah will help us to grow and to take it and to the progressive level, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Another advice comes from Surah Bani Israel, Surah number 17, Ayah number 36, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ, and do not pursue that of which you have no knowledge. Subhanallah, this we need to acquire an understanding, my brothers and sisters, that we should not be speaking on everything. Subhanallah. Allah Rabbul Izzah, he gives a beautiful piece of advice in the Quran. He says, and do not pursue that of which you have no knowledge. Meaning, if you don't have a knowledge on something, you should not speak. You should better be silent on things which we don't know. Many of times, and this requires our application, practice to restrict your tongue. Subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, he who ensure that their tongue is protected, I guarantee Jannah for that person. So we need to ensure that we control our anger. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us that control where we don't speak on any and everything, you know, and we need to ensure that we speak with consciousness. Think before you speak, as the English saying goes, think like a man of action and act like a man of thought. Make sure that before you do anything, you think first. Before you say anything, think first. So my brothers and sisters, a beautiful advice from the Quran, with that we need to apply. Advocate it to others as well. Let the people understand that there is nothing called as freely speaking. There is nothing such as freely speaking. We are questionable about what we speak, and in particular on those things which we have no knowledge. So we need to advocate this beautiful piece of advice from the Quran to the people out there, that we need to ensure that we restrict ourselves from speaking and on any and everything, inshallah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Another beautiful advice comes from Surah Bani Israel, Surah number 17, Ayah number 37, where Allah Rabbul Izzah, he says, وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا, وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا, and do not walk upon the earth, you know, arrogantly or exultantly. Subhanallah, we need to acquire this understanding that Allah loves humility. Allah loves kindness, softness. Allah does not like those who are arrogant. And especially when, you know, you see people when they have money, wealth, you know, position, you know, he becomes a boss or she becomes, you know, a boss. And they walk on earth with arrogance. Subhanallah. We need to ensure that all pride belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal alone. We do not have any right to be arrogant, subhanallah. You know, we need to apply this in our lives, my brothers and sisters, that when we walk with humbleness, we walk with softness, we walk a nice way, subhanallah. And we need to ensure that our behavior, our attitude, our expressions, our way, our character must be, soft as well, must be humble as well. And we should not be proud of anything, subhanallah. The more we are humble, the more Allah will grow us in dunya and in al-akhirah. We need to advocate this beautiful piece of advice to, you know, people out there, my brothers and sisters, especially to those people who become arrogant because of their wealth, position, or anything that they have. Their arrogance will lead them to, na'udhu billah, Jahannam. And we need to ensure that we help them, we advise them, we counsel them, we teach and preach to them that, you know what, Allah does not like those who are arrogant, and Allah wants us to walk on earth in a humble, in a kind manner. Another advice comes from Surah Bani Israel, Surah number 17, Ayah number 82, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives a beautiful piece of advice. He says, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاعٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. And we sent down of the Qur'an that which is healing and mercy for the believers, but it does not increase the wrongdoers except in loss. We need to acquire this understanding, my brothers and sisters, that the glorious Quran is a healing, is a shifa, is a cure for us, and it is a mercy for us, subhanallah. So it has the solutions for the problems that of the humanity. And whenever we feel sad, whenever we feel happy, whenever we feel anything, we want a solution for the problems of our lives, we need to get back to the Quran, read the Quran, and it will help you, guide you in a way that is so beautiful. And Allah will shower mercy on us, because this is indeed the book of mercy, subhanallah, for the believers. We need to apply it in our lives by practically doing this. Whenever we want a solution, go back to the Quran. Whatever social, economic, you know, whatever problems that we have, psychological, you know, family problem, any problem, every problem, go back to the Quran, and inshallah, you will find a solution. You will find a cure. You will find mercy, subhanallah, as Allah made it as a shifa, as a rahmah for us, as a cure, and as a mercy for us, and advocate it. Advocate it. Teach this beautiful piece of advice from the Quran to the people, to your family members, to your relatives, and to everyone, the whole of humanity, that the glorious Quran is indeed a healing and a mercy for those who believe in it. And Allah Rabbul Izzah, He clearly states, it does not increase the wrongdoers except in loss. Those who deny, those who refuse, those who reject, those who deject, those who do not believe in it, it will not do anything good to them. But for us as the believers in it, Allah will give cure to us. Allah will shower mercy to us through this book. My brothers and sisters, let us stick to the Quran. Have a daily portion of the Quran to be read, recited, memorized, reflected, pondered, preached, and practiced. This book, this will guide us to the ways that is pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal. Another piece of advice comes from Surah Al-Kahf, Surah number 18, Ayah number 13, where Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَىٰ. Indeed, they were youth who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance. We need to acquire this understanding, my brothers and sisters, that the best ibadah is the ibadah of the youth. Youth who believe in their Lord, Allah will increase them in guidance. Subhanallah. This we need to acquire as an understanding, as a mindset, that the most potential phase of our lives is the phase of the youth. And we need to apply in this right youth, my brothers and sisters, by the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When there are so many attractions, you know, so many, temptations out there, when you and me as a youth, when we grow with the iman in our hearts, in our lives, Allah in our, minds and lives, and keeping the traditions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when we move on in the world where we see so many things around us, but we stick to the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trusting His help, His guidance, His mercy, His rahmah on us, Allah says He will increase us in our guidance as well. When we believe in Allah, Allah will increase us in guidance. So we need to ensure that we believe in Allah with certainty, with consciousness, subhanallah. And we need to advocate this beautiful formula to others as well, so that people can also, take this beautiful piece of advice, mentioned in the Quran, my brothers and sisters. Indeed, this is something which is required for every one of us to succeed in our lives. Have strong and firm belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and look how Allah will help you to be firm on your guidance, inshallah. So acquire this beautiful understanding, apply it, and advocate it to others as well. Another advice comes from Surah Kahf, Surah number 18, Ayah number 60, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ لَا أَبْرَحُ حَتَّى أَبْلَغُ مَجْمَعَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ أَوْ أَمْضِيَ حُقُبًا. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He records and mentioned when Moses said to his servant, I will not cease or traveling, I will not stop traveling until I reach the junction of the two seas or continue for a long period. Subhanallah, what we learn as an advice is traveling for knowledge and zeal for knowledge is immensely important. Musa alayhi salam was prepared to travel a great distance for knowledge. Scholars have mentioned that might have traveled on both land and sea in order to meet Khidr alayhi salam. He showed great enthusiasm and zeal in search of knowledge. Subhanallah. The advice, my brothers and sisters, that we gain from it is students of knowledge should be prepared to travel, to seek knowledge and endure all the hardships associated with travel. Today, there are plenty of resources available online, subhanallah, but there is a special connection to knowledge attained when it is sought in the real world with teachers live and teach the sunnah, subhanallah. This we need to acquire, apply and preach it to others, my brothers and sisters, so that we become the people who actually practice and strive for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we do and make an effort to seek the knowledge of Allah Rabbul Izzah, Allah will make a path easy for us fi dunya wal akhirah, in this world and hereafter. Another beautiful advice that comes from Surah Al-Kahf, Surah number 18, Ayah number 62, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَا قَالَ لِفَتَاهُ آتِنَا غَدَاءَنَا لَقَدَ لَقِينَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبًا. So when they had passed beyond it, said to his boy, bring us our morning meal. We have certainly suffered in this journey, our journey, much fatigue and tiredness. Subhanallah, what we need to ensure this is enduring hardships during the time of seeking knowledge is important. The journey was not easy, and Musa alayhi salam along with his servant endured much hardships seeking knowledge, mashallah. A student of knowledge, my brothers and sisters, may face many hardships and challenges while seeking knowledge, but this should not stop him or her from pursuing knowledge. We need to apply this in our lives by practically, travel and move around to search and seek knowledge. We need to advocate it to people as well in order for them to be empowered with the wisdom, with the knowledge that we actually gain while we go out and move out and seek it from those people of knowledge and wisdom. Another beautiful advice comes from Surah Kahf, Surah number 18, Ayah number 66, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, قال له موسى هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا. Moses said to him, may I follow you on the condition that you teach me from what you have been taught of sound judgment. My brothers and sisters, we need to acquire, apply advocate this beautiful piece of advice that comes from this ayah of the Quran, is showing humility. You know, although Musa alayhi salam was higher in rank than Khidr alayhi salam, he showed humility and spoke courteously with Khidr alayhi salam, and as he wanted to learn from him some knowledge which he did not know. So the students of knowledge should not belittle anyone, no matter how much they know. This journey of learning is a never-ending journey, subhanallah. We are all students of knowledge, subhanallah. We need to ensure that we practice this, advocate it to others as well. Another beautiful advice comes from Surah Kahf, Surah number 18, Ayah number 69, where Allah Rabbul Izzah says, قَالَ سَتَجِدُونِي إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ صَابِرًا وَلَا أَعْصِيَ لَكَ أَمْرًا. Moses said, you will find me, if Allah wills, patient, and I will not disobey you in any order. My brothers and sisters, also we need to understand that complying with the teacher's reasonable requests is direly essential in terms of gaining knowledge. Musa alayhi salam complied with strict conditions set by Khidr alayhi salam, even though he was a prophet of Allah, the messenger of Allah, subhanallah. So the students of knowledge should comply with their teacher's instructions as long as they are reasonable. This we need to acquire, apply, and advocate it to others as well. My brothers and sisters, when we actually ensure that our learning discipline is in place, we learn so many things, that will help us and benefit us big time. Another piece of advice comes from Surah Kahf, Surah number 18, Ayah number 73, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, قَالَ لَا تُؤَخِذْنِي بِمَا نَسِيتُ وَلَا تُرْهِقْنِي مِنْ أَمْرِي عُسْرًا. Moses said, do not blame me for what I forgot, and I do not cover me in my matter with difficulty. Subhanallah, we need to exercise patience, my brothers and sisters. Khidr alayhi salam did things which seemingly to Musa alayhi salam contravened the laws of Allah. And as a prophet of Allah, he could not help but speak out. When reminded of the agreement he made that he would not speak out, he patiently submitted to Khidr alayhi salam's request. My brothers and sisters, students of knowledge should also exercise patience. If you don't understand something, they should persevere and seek more clarity. Subhanallah, the Quran is filled with oceans of wisdom and inspirations, and these advices actually help us to grow in our lives in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we need to ensure that we acquire, apply, and advocate these beautiful teachings of Islam. The final piece of advice comes from Surah Al-Kahf, Surah number 18, Ayah number 110, where Allah Rabbul Izzah says, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. So whoever would hope for the meeting with his Lord, let him do righteous work and not associate in the worship of his Lord anyone. My brothers and sisters, we need to acquire, apply and advocate this powerful teaching, this beautiful advice from the Quran, that we feel and we should have this mindset of the greatest success, the greatest achievement would be that when we inshallah meet our Lord in the highest level of Jannah, in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, in the company of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the greatest achievement. And you and me must have this dream, this vision in our lives. This should be the motto of our lives. This should be the wish that we always must have and must live and must die with, to meet our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Rabbul Izzah, He mentioned clearly, whoever would hope for the meeting with his Lord, what we need to do, let him do righteous work. We need to do good things. Good deeds will help us inshallah to gain the mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzah. As a result, we will be able to meet Allah Rabbul Izzah. And we need to ensure that we associate none with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we acquire this powerful understanding, when we apply it practically in our lives by getting involved in righteous acts, and become pious and righteous, you know, when we advocate this powerful, beautiful, you know, piece of advice to others as well, that if you really want to meet Allah, your Lord, you need to do righteous work, and we should never ever associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we do these things, my brothers and sisters, inshallah, we can hope, we can wish, we can, you know, foresee to meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't know, you don't know when our time is up. We always be needed this reminder, my brothers and sisters, we always need a reminder that this powerful question that you should ask, I should ask myself, that if I am departing this world now, am I prepared to meet Allah Rabbul Izzah? If I'm prepared, Alhamdulillah. If I'm not, I need to ensure that I do these righteous works so that inshallah, when I depart this world, Allah will be pleased with me so that I can inshallah meet my Lord in the highest levels of Jannah, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that to grant us, all of us, the highest levels of Jannah. Give us the opportunity to meet you, Ya Allah. We ask you to help us to do all these righteous deeds. Forgive us for our sins, our shortcomings, our mistakes, so that we may repent to you truly, Ya Rab. We ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to give ease and peace in our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.